Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the first epistle of John, chapters 1 to 3. Accept God's forgiveness through the blood of Christ. We read in 1 John chapter 1 verses 7 to 10 like this. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Apostle John is clear about one fact. We all have the element of sin in our lives and we can never deny that we have not sinned before God. Apostle Paul had already declared this matter in his epistle to the Romans. There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sin is all about missing the mark that God has set in his righteousness. And as long as we are housed in our lowly body that bears the element of sin, we commit sin in some form or another, whether in our thoughts, words or action. It is interesting to note that Apostle John makes a distinction between sin and sins. Sin refers to our corrupt, evil nature. Sins refer to evils that we have done. There are sins of commission and there are sins of omission. Then there are also sins of thoughts, sins of act, secret sins and public sins. Our Lord Jesus Christ has died both for our sin and our sins. However, the good news is that we can receive forgiveness from God from our sins when we boldly and unashamedly confess all our sins to Him. This is a crucial element in receiving forgiveness from God. Confession is agreeing with God about our sins and receiving forgiveness from Him. Unless we openly confess our sins, we cannot receive forgiveness from God. So we should accept God's forgiveness through the blood of His Son Jesus Christ today. When we do that, God accepts us as righteous because He imputes to us the righteousness of His Son Jesus Christ. Instead of living in the shadows of yesterday, we need to walk in the light of today and in the hope of tomorrow. The only way that we can cope from defeat and disappointment is to ask God to forgive us. God's pardon and forgiveness will enable us to start again with a pure heart as we focus on today's opportunities and move forward in our journey of life.